Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the gyms may not be full, but there's definitely no shortage of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top-tier matchup. This weekend, Gonzaga and Baylor will go toe-to-toe for what could be the nation's top ranking. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing you close to the action with this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet a dollar, win $100. Use promo code KSN during sign-up to take advantage of these great offers for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, we've turned the calendar. It's now December. We finished off with Thanksgiving weekend. You ready to talk some Penn State winning football?
Let's do it, Jim. I didn't know if we'd have a chance to do that this year, but here we are on December 1st, December 2nd, the first week of December, and you are correct. It is time to talk winning Penn State football, at least for a few more days.
How about that? That is crazy that we've had to wait till December, but here it is. And a lot of Penn State fans are thrilled that that win comes over Michigan, of all teams. But there's still some open questions about the game that I'd like to bounce off you. And speaking of bounce, let's talk about the bouncing ball, the batted ball play. I wanted to start there because it's kind of interesting. What gets forgotten, I think, is Daquan Hardy was the one who got the strip sack, correct?
Yes.
And then Shaka Toney makes a great play, batting the ball, keeping it from going out of bounds. Jason Oway picks it up, and it seems like the game was locked up, but oh no, here come the referees, and all of a sudden it's Michigan's ball, first down. Was that an accurate call, Greg?
No, I mean, according to the rule book, I guess, yeah, technically you're not supposed to bat the ball forward, but, you know, Terry McCauley, the former NFL referee, took to Twitter to vehemently, I thought, disagree with the call and basically say that, look, the way this rule was written, it's not really designed to cause that play like that to not stand. It's caused for more, you know, the guy was trying to keep it in bounds. It's not like he was fumbling it and then batting it forward to his teammate to try and go score a touchdown. So I don't think they applied the intent of the rule correctly. Obviously, it did end up mattering. Penn State was able to stop Michigan twice a little bit, a couple of plays later, and that ended up sealing the game. But yeah, it could have had a major impact. And I think afterward, the Big Ten would have had to admit, if that call that came into question really would have changed this game, they would have had to admit that they were wrong. And, you know, I think that they're probably fortunate that that it didn't turn out to play out that way.
The only thing I disagree with you on is I don't see any way the Big Ten ever comes out and says they were wrong.
Well, fair. That's true.
So, and it's unfortunate. As Penn State fans, I'm sure they would have never forgiven the Big Ten. It always seems like those kind of calls go the other way. But, yes, there's no doubt that was a bad call. The officials were looking to make a call where there shouldn't have been any. But let's talk about some of the more positive things. I want to start with the game plan. It looked very conservative with Sean Clifford, but effective. No turnovers. Is this what we should expect to see now? A very conservative offensive coordinator in Kirk Sciarca with handling Sean Clifford.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I look at, I look at what they did with him in Ann Arbor, Jim, and it was pretty simple. I mean, it looked like they were saying, we are not going to put him in, we're going to put him in as few high, high risk spots, if you will, as possible. And we're going to try and get him settled in early with some easy throws and some quick completions and a lot of running the football with the running backs. And it worked. And, you know, it was for a reason, you know, he maybe not his statistically best game of his career, but I think it was one of his best of his career in terms of he put aside all of the stuff that he had been doing that had been really hurting both himself and this team throughout his play during the first 5 weeks. So yeah, I mean, I do think this is more of what we can expect to see moving forward. But you know, the other thing is they were able to run the ball, and that meant that Sean Clifford did not have to get into so many tough spots as maybe he did when they were down and had to throw a lot. So that's going to be another thing to watch for, is if they can get a lead at Rutgers, which it sounds crazy to say that, but I think Rutgers is definitely better than Michigan. I don't care that the Wolverines came back and beat them in three overtimes a couple of weeks ago. I think that Penn State's going to find a stiffer opponent on Saturday in Piscataway against Rutgers than it did last Saturday in Ann Arbor against Michigan. So, if Penn State would get behind again, then obviously, you know, we'll see if some of the stuff that Clifford was doing that was bad comes back to light. But, for what they were able to do with the game plan, and a lot of that was dictated by time and score, they were able to keep him in a good place, and he kept the team in a good place. And it's one of the many reasons why they ended up with their first win of the season.
You alluded to the running game. What was the key to that working so well? Was it Kevon Lee, the offensive line, the blocking of the young tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, Jim, is, when you look at what the offensive line was able to do, and they made some changes. You know, they brought Drew Scruggs in at one point. I thought he played well, but they did what everyone had been doing to them prior to this game, and that was they dominated at the line of scrimmage on offense, and they pushed Michigan's defensive linemen around. Now, look, were there a few times that the Wolverines won that battle, and they either got into the backfield or found a way to stop a play after just a couple of yards? Yeah, of course. I mean, it wasn't a perfect effort by any stretch of the imagination, but it was one of their better ones of the year. And Kevon Lee, I think, really kind of came into his own in this game and found that if he could be a little bit patient and wait for things to play out just a split second longer, he might find some more holes on those design runs. And we saw that late in the game, and we saw it early on, too. So I really thought he had a great game. It was the truest, complimentary football in the truest sense of the phrase. They really, kind of played that one hand was helping the other through all four quarters, whether it was offense and defense or running back and offensive line or quarterback and receivers. You even mentioned Brenton Strange, I thought, had a nice game. And I think Theo Johnson got some run as well. So, yeah, I mean, they did what they needed to do to go out and get a win. And it was impressive to watch most of the time. I mean, it wasn't always pretty, don't get me wrong, Jim, but I'm sure the film review that happened on Sunday of this past week was a lot better than the couple of weeks before that.
Let's talk about wide receivers. Parker Washington had his biggest game of the season. It looks like, okay, they now have a second wide receiver. The third guy was Isaac Lutz. It wasn't one of these other guys that we've been seeing and talking about through the offseason, like TJ Jones, Lambert Smith, Daniel George. What's going on there?
Well, I think the thing with Kirk Ciarrocca that we've talked about a lot is that he's going to put guys on the field who he trusts, and he needs guys who are going to go out there and run his offense with the precision that it requires. So I get a feeling that Lutz probably is one of the guys who, again, maybe not as physically gifted and talented as some of the guys you just mentioned, but maybe he's one of the guys who is better at being where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be, and the timing of everything and keeping all that in check and all that. So, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that they would, that we all thought that, some of those guys you mentioned, George and Smith, Lambert, and some others would see the field faster. But if, if Kirk Ciarrocca was really breaking down his offense and said, okay, one of the problems is we're not running this scheme with the precision and the accuracy that I need it to be run with, he may have said, look, we're going to try some other guys who have shown that they're capable of running it the way I want it to be run. And I think Isaac Lutz was probably one of those guys. So, he obviously had a very nice game. I don't know how much more we'll see of him moving forward, but at least for this 1 week, he did exactly what they needed him to do.
It would not be a Penn State game unless we talked about a clock management issue. End of the half, Penn State gets the first down, so the clock stops at that point for them to set the ball, set the chains, First and goal from the 5, 36 seconds left. And here's what we got. We got a spike ball, a fade pass, throw the ball away, and kick a field goal.
Yeah, it was
pretty. When is this ever going to be cleaned up?
Yeah, it was pretty hard to watch, Jim. I mean, the spike, and well, you know, I guess we'll find out more when James Franklin talks for the first time this week. I could also get the sense, though, that he's going to want to just move on to Rutgers and not look back at the Michigan game. But yeah, I mean, it just makes you throw your hands in the air at this point. It's at least once a game where they do something with timeouts or time management that just doesn't make any sense at all. And this was yet another one of those examples. You know, they still had a timeout left. They could have ran a play there and then, you know, called a timeout if they needed to, or they could have taken three shots at the end zone and probably never even needed the timeout. So yeah, I don't know. You know, again, I don't know if it's James Franklin's not being told the right things on the headset. I don't know if he kind of gets into his own world sometimes when he's out there. I don't know if he's using a different set of analytics and charts and things like that than what everybody else in the country has. But yeah, it's inexcusable at this point. I mean, this guy's been a head coach for a long time, and he seems like the mistakes, Jim's, are ones that really shouldn't happen week in and week out as they are right now. So yeah, they got to get that cleaned up. There's no doubt. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they have to figure out something moving forward.
Well, some of these things, Greg, where coaches will give you coach speak, like we don't know as much as they do. The thing with clock management, though, it's obvious. It's out there for everyone to see. When that half ended, they still had their timeout, and there was still 17 seconds left. So there's no way to look at that and say, gee, the smart thing to do was to spike the ball. And even making it worse is that a low percentage fade pass that they seem to always do in the red zone.
Yes, yeah, that too. And they you know, I don't think, again, nothing against Sean Clifford. I don't think he's capable of making that throw, and he shouldn't have to be making it to receivers who are not big enough to be running those routes. I mean, you know, again, if you have an Allen Robinson-like guy running that route, I still hate the play, but at least you have a better chance of catching it. But, you know, with Jahan Dotson and some of these guys that are running those routes, I mean, that's just not that's not playing to their strengths, and they are hell-bent on trying to get one of those to work this year for a touchdown, and I just don't understand why, Jim. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It's not probably going to work. If it does work once, I don't think it can work again. So yeah, they can get those two things out of the playbook and try and find some better balance in the red zone. I think less fades would be a good place to start.
All right, that will be the final word for quarter number one. Stick around. In quarter number two, we have our very special guest, the voice of Penn State basketball, Mr. Jeff Brown, will make his initial appearance this season, so stick around for that.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.